Right now, the prey is smelt, small oily fish that travel up the river in huge numbers, but wildlife managers worry about the endangered fish which will follow the smelt this month and next, salmon and sturgeon. A large spring Chinook salmon return, more than 300,000 of them, is beginning to migrate now into the Columbia River. The canny sea lions know the fish will jam up below the Bonneville Dam, creating a virtual smorgasbord for them. Federal and state biologists estimate that up to 45% of the returning salmon will disappear between the river estuary and the dam, and they blame much of the loss on the sea lions. A U.S. Army Corps of Engineers report blamed 137 sea lions for gobbling up 5,000 or so salmon last spring, despite an effort to scare them away from fish ladders with firecrackers. Following contentious legal battles over the past several years, river managers now have the authority to kill the most egregious fish-eating offenders. But the process is complex and requires precise identification of the animals. At the end of last year, 4 sea lions identified by numbers were on the hit list after 15 others were killed. I'm Tom Bacon.